You may have heard that Padre Pio prayed a rosary every chance he got. But have you ever wondered just how many rosaries he would complete in a day? Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protect the Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program that has both spiritual and material benefits, then just click the link in the description below to find out more. Since Padre Pio was just 5 years old, he would experience visions of Mary, the Mother of God, on the feast day of the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, also known as Candlemas Day. However, his devotion to Mary was nurtured from birth. Every night, Padre Pio's parents would kneel with their children at home and recite the rosary. This practice instilled in him a deep love and appreciation for the Virgin Mary, and as he studied for the priesthood and delved deeper into the mysteries of the rosary, his devotion to Mary only grew stronger. According to Father Alessio Parente, who took care of Padre Pio in his later years, the saint would often say, "Our Lady never denies me graces through the recitation of the rosary." It was a common sight to see Padre Pio holding his rosary in his hands at all times. He firmly believed that prayer was a key to unlocking God's heart, and thus, through his prayer and devotion to Our Lady, he was able to obtain numerous blessings for others. Padre Pio's devotion to the rosary was such that he prayed it almost constantly. When his superior once asked him how many times a day he recited it, Padre Pio replied, "Well, I have to tell the truth to my superior. I recited it 34 times. Let's take a moment to appreciate these numbers. Praying 5 decades of the rosary, step by step, usually takes about 15-20 minutes. Let's say Padre Pio was fast, and it took him 50 minutes to recite 5 decades. If he recited it 34 times, that would mean he spent 8.5 hours praying the rosary. Of course, it's unlikely Padre Pio was rushing through his prayers, so in reality, he probably spent even longer than that. He saw the rosary as a means of continuously contemplating the profound mysteries of Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary, the magnificence of God's redemptive plan, and the compassionate presence of Mary during Jesus' passion. Padre Pio's lifelong love for the Mother of God grew ever stronger as he believed that by drawing closer to Mary, he would draw closer to Jesus. He trusted that, just as God chose Mary as the vessel through which to bring forth his Son, we too should trust in Mary as a means to approach God. In his own words, he said, "I feel safe and connected to the Son through his mother, without seeing the chains that hold me so firmly. The Immaculate Conception is the first step on the path of salvation. She flows like a ray of light from the thought of God. All grace passes through her hands." Padre Pio often prayed to the Sorrowful Virgin, asking for her help and comfort during his greatest sufferings. He said, "May the Sorrowful Virgin obtain for us the grace to penetrate ever deeper into the mystery of the cross. May she obtain for us the love of the cross, suffering, and pain. And may she, who was the first to live the good news in all its perfection, conquer for us the impulse to follow it immediately. How often have I entrusted to this mother the painful anxieties that disturbed my heart, and how often has she comforted me. In my greatest sufferings, it seems to me that I no longer have a mother on this earth, but I have one full of compassion in heaven. My poor little mother, how much you love me." Padre Pio recognized that the hope of salvation may appear far away from our earthly perspective, but this doesn't mean that it is actually out of reach. As he once remarked, "How distant is the hope of victory seen from this land of exile? how, on the other hand, it is certain and near when seen from the house of God under the protection of the Most Holy Mother. In conclusion, Padre Pio's devotion to Mary went beyond mere intellectual recognition of her role in salvation history. For him, she was not just a vessel for bringing Jesus to earth, nor was she a distant figure in the heavens. Rather, she was a real and present mother who offered him her love and protection. Through her intercession, he hoped to gain the grace to deepen his understanding of the mystery of the cross and to follow the path of salvation. The rosary was an essential tool in his deep connection with Mary. So let's follow Padre Pio's example and pray the rosary, for meditating on the mysteries of the rosary invites us to see ourselves as witnesses of Jesus' love through the eyes of Mary, who was closest to him among all those who surrounded him. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. It's free. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.